A very good afternoon and welcome to the second hour of the Weekly Technology Show. This is the hour where we have a discussion about a various different subjects. It could be about cyber crime, it could be about protecting yourself online or about social media. Well, this week we've decided we're going to be talking about animation in the Middle East. We've got a whole host of people joining us here in the studio. But let's first off say hello again to Rama Chakaki, co-founder and CEO of Barakar Ventures. Rama, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Can't see you there behind me. And it was funny because we were just saying it was a change of subject, let's say, sort of last minute. And it was sort of that bit of a panic going, oh no, we need to find some animators, we need to find some people who can join us. And I put a few shouts out to various different people, and then we were inundated, and it was incredible that I had no idea that there was such a vibrant industry actually in terms mm-hmm. of animation here in the Middle East. So it was really exciting to find
great
out.
Great creatives, yeah.
There are lots of new initiatives as well. So today we are going to be asking that. What is happening in terms of growth, expansion, support, education and international exposure as far as animation in the Middle East is concerned? Let's go around the table now and introduce everyone who's going to be joining the discussion. Let's start with Kieran Bartlett on my right, who is the Campus Academic Coordinator for the SAE Institute. Good afternoon to you, Kieran. Welcome.
G'day. Thank you.
Now, Kieran, you offer a number of courses, don't you, at the SAE?
We do. We're a new media trading college, so we look at a whole lot of new media, audio, film, animation, multimedia, or web, and soon to be games.
So. Right, great. Well, we'll get more details about those courses
as we
move into the show. Thanks for joining us, Kieran.
Happy to.
Next to Kieran, we have Amar Dabar, who is a producer and a writer and co-founder of Freedom Media. Amar, welcome.
Hi.
And next to you is the other co-founder, Ahmed Darwish, who's also the creative director and co-founder with Freedom Media. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about Freedom Media.
We have started the company 3 years back, and our production is mainly in animation, but we also do live action, and we create live shows, et cetera, so it's
for television.
Yes, absolutely, yes. And also we have created some shows for online also, not only TV.
Animated?
Yes.
All animated, right.
Yes, animated. And we have plans, of course, to go also for the live action to online.
Right.
Yes.
And is it in Arabic or all languages?
Well, yes, of course. It's all of it in Arabic, but we have a project now that's in English.
Interesting. Okay. Yes. Well, again, we're going to get to grips with a lot more of those projects and get a little bit more insight into the industry and how you set up and some of the challenges that you're facing as well.
Okay.
Look forward to that. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
Again, moving around the table, we also would like to welcome Arafat Ali Khan, who is the Director of Public Relations at Extra Cake PRA. Love that name. We always get into food somehow or other on this show.
But nobody brings any.
Nobody brings it. Where's the extra cake?
See, the name always gets a reaction. So, you know, that's the best thing for an agency.
Sticks
isn't
in
it?
The head, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, you also were the organisers of the Middle East Film and Comic Con, which happened
correct.
Just recently.
Yes.
Which was a huge gathering of fans, entertainment, etc. Loads of people came down for it. Just give us a little bit of an insight into what it was about.
Well, it was a gathering, as you said, of fans from pop culture and entertainment, from everything from animation, film, comic books, gaming, TV. We had celebrity guests, we had the latest games, we had artists, we had animators. It was actually pretty unbelievable.
Sounds full on. Yeah. Well, we'll get again more details about that event, how it went, and if we could possibly say it could be some kind of a barometer almost to see what's happening in the region as far as all these various different elements are concerned.
Definitely.
So thanks for joining us, Arafat. And finally, we are also joined by James Holmes, who is the spokesperson for Rubicon Group Holding. James, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, I think Rubicon is a fantastic story and a homegrown success story, let's say. It originated in Jordan, has gone on to expand to the UAE, to LA, and also, I believe, in the Philippines.
In Manila.
And in Manila, and has also diversified. But in a nutshell, tell us a little bit about Rubicon Group Holdings.
You said it there, it's diversified, and it's a diversified entertainment company. So when we talk about why it's diversified, it's because it works in entertainment, which is mostly production, in education, in games, and in themed entertainment, live experiences as well.
Mm.
And each of those departments operate on their own individual basis. they operate on their own projects and initiatives, but at the same time they also collaborate and integrate with each other to work on single IPs.
And I know that you had a lot of connections with the Japanese comic industry and animation industry, which I think was quite interesting. Did you have any tie-ups with them, or was that sort of some kind of an influence with them?
I think a few years ago, we're obviously in a lot of discussions with different entities all around the world. I think the interesting takeaway from that is anime and the parallels that we can draw between anime and what we're trying to do in the Middle East with regional content and developing regional content that has its own mark, just as Japanese content has its mark through anime.
But also, of course, creating your own content.
Yeah, and that's what Rubicon does. Yeah. It creates its own content and also co-produces on existing IPs.
Yeah. Another, they also, I understand, are part of this million-dollar theme park in Jordan.
Indeed.
Which is quite incredible. It's they signed a deal recently, I understand, with the US media partners, giants Paramount and CBS, with this huge Arabic children's television that was the Ben and Izzy, wasn't it? And then, I mean, it just sounds incredible. Star Trek themed attraction. Is that going ahead? That was launched, I think. When was that recent? That was launched just recently, wasn't it?
Halfway through the end of last year, yeah. It was announced. And yes, it's going ahead in Aqaba, Jordan. And it's a themed entertainment resort whereby there are going to be various rides, attractions. There's also going to be retail and hotel complexes.
But will that be regionally relevant, as in significant to the region, or is it going to be Disney World?
Certainly the former.
Right.
When we talk about Star Trek, that's just one element of the wider resort, and it represents the future. And the various rides and live experiences will all connote various elements of regional life from the past through to the present, through to the future. For example, the infamous Silk Route.
Oh, okay.
That's going to have a lot of influence in the sort of experiences that guests will enjoy when they arrive at TRSA. And so when we talk about the affiliation with Star Trek, that is just one very small element of a much wider story that depicts our history and our culture and our heritage over hundreds of years.
I mean, I'd love to bring Rama in, you know, sort of growing up. Well, I know you sort of spent a lot of time in the States, haven't you?
But I grew up in this part of the world, and animation was primarily for Japanese animations, and I'm sure everybody else can remember that.
Did you have Daisuke, those? Well?
And with Grandizer and all these.
They were translated into Arabic.
But with the genre that the Freedom Media guys are into, which is adult animation, didn't even exist, I think, when we were growing up.
No,
right?
Not at all. Actually, the adult animation started in the 90s, with Simpsons and South Park, recently Family Guy. It wasn't there, no, it wasn't there at that time.
And tell us about your micro.
Our adult animation, the first one, it was the Mokif Micro. It means in English the mini bus stop. It discusses social, some kind of politics, but we dive into details that you don't see it in live action series on Arab TVs. So that was the main thing. It was the concept. People saw something they have not seen before on TV, and this was live on TV.
When was this?
This was 2 years ago.
Right.
It was our first production that made it to TV.
And it was fantastic. I mean, this is about reality. If you've ever been to Damascus and you've seen the microbuses, you know that phenomena. And I mean, their accents were hysterical. I was rolling on the floor laughing so hard because it was such an entertaining show.
Right.
Yeah.
But this, obviously, as you said, was for adults. Was it purely for adults, or was it purely for people who had a knowledge of Syria? Or did you try to make it as sort of...
I believe a native Syrian will really enjoy it much more than anybody else, because he will experience and see and the things that he really seen before but never noticed, that this is totally wrong. So I believe, yes, a native Syrian will absolutely enjoy it more. And yes, it is for adults not for, for kids, because you don't want them talking about these subjects.
The humor is a lot more mature, I think, and right. not in the negative sense, but I think you need to be aware about social issues and yeah. challenges of going through airports and fun things about employment or unemployment. Or
okay.
I think it's all handled quite tactfully.
And you said it was on TV here in Dubai. Did it go to Syria as well?
No, in fact, it was on TV in Syria.
Oh, in Syria, sorry. Right. Yeah, so did it come back here?
No, it didn't.
Actually, it reached anywhere online, because the episodes are online now, and the reaction from Europe and the US, from Syrian and Arabs, is wonderful.
This is what I was wondering, has it gone international?
This is the first time they see something like this.
Mm.
And, I mean, when I say adults, it's there's not much action. It's mostly the conversation.
Yeah.
Dialogue. But the dialogue, and this is what they see in the street, the real thing. As I told you, they have never seen such a thing on TV before. In the Arab media, I mean.
Yeah, I was reading this lovely article by Sultan Saud al-Qasimi, who was commenting actually on a discussion, I think, that took place at the Dubai Press Club. This was a couple of years ago, under the theme, Are Cartoon Heroes Now That They Really Are Our Own? And he had invited, or they had invited, a number of the very well-known, I think, producers of cartoons, such as Mohamed Harib, who created Frige, Haider Mohamed of Shabiyat al-Shabiyat, al-Khatun, and Najla al-Shahi of Kusa Busa. And it's a really wonderful article, because he talks about himself growing up in the sort of 80s, and he recalls that most of the cartoons were Japanese anime, as you mentioned, but is sort of very warmed to understand now that, if I quote from the article, says, because of the success of Emirati cartoons, the UAE has been transformed in the past few years from a net importer of regional culture to a cultural exporter.
Yeah.
And, testament exactly to what you've just said is that creating something very, very regional and very specific, it actually has now gone international.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
And what are you doing at the moment? What we'll do? I've just looked at the clock. Time always runs away with us. But let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll find out a little bit more about what you've been doing since then. We'll also find out about what is available here in the region in terms of education from Kieran, and about the Middle East Film and Comic Con from Arafat. And we'll be back after this.